Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, June 27th. I'm Ray Graff. It's Pets and Vets today, and joining us in the studio are Dr. Susan Sekuli and veterinary technician Kimberly DeMars of the Just Cats Veterinary Clinic in Guilderland and Saratoga Springs. Kimberly specializes in feline dental care, while Dr. Sekuli focuses on overall cat health. If you have a question about your kitty, give us a call at 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Generally, we do dogs and cats. The dog lady was not here today, so we'll focus on cats today, right? Dr. Susan Sekuli, Kimberly DeMars, and your cat questions coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's our Pets and Vets show this afternoon, and here to take your calls are Dr. Susan Sekuli and veterinary technician Kimberly DeMars of the Just Cats Veterinary Clinic in Guilderland and Saratoga Springs, often called the Cat Whisperer. Dr. Sekuli is a veterinarian who has been specializing in feline care for more than 24 years. She focuses on the entire cat's health, from kitten to senior cats, addressing behavior and nutrition while providing medical and surgical care. To Dr. Sekuli, cats are family, and she provides the quietness and compassion that cats love. Kimberly is a licensed veterinary technician who is a member of a select group of only 75 technicians in the world who have earned the title of veterinary technician specialty in dentistry in 2015. She's been with Just Cats since 2006 and can answer your questions and offer insight regarding your cat's dental health. Dr. Sekuli and Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
Nice to be here.
Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551 if you have a question, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. And now, if you're emailing us, provide as much information as you can without going on, 12 pages, the age and sex of your kitty cat, and, various important information, because we really can't follow up with you. Again, the number is 800-348-2551. Dr. Sekuli, what's new?
Oh, geez.
Oh, did I put you to sleep?
I
have that effect
on
listeners,
You put me on the spot here. Well, I wanted to, with Kimberly being here, to talk about one of my favorites is nutrition.
Right.
And young kittens getting exposed to hard food a little too soon.
Oh, very interesting. Why? When's too soon?
Well, their baby teeth generally start to, get replaced by adult teeth by the age of 6 months. But during that time, hard food is a little bit too hard for their gentle teeth, and it can cause damage long term. There's studies showing that it might be linked to tooth resorption, which are the breakdown of the tooth from the inside out later on in life. So we like to get them on canned food from the start, so we don't cause any trauma to the ligaments as the teeth are growing.
Well, I'm sure we'll have many questions along those lines today. The lines are loading up, so we might as well get to the calls. 800-348-2551, the number. 800-348-2551. Pat in Leverett. Pat, you're first.
Yes, I've adopted a beautiful 5-year-old tuxedo black and white cat from a shelter, and she was an outside cat. And I've had her now for 2 years, and she will not stop crying to get out all the time, sitting by the door, sitting by the window. We have coyotes and foxes and all kinds of danger outside, not to mention ticks. What can be done to help this cat become an inside cat from having spent 5 years as an outsider?
So my suggestion is to bring the outside in for her, and they have some really unique new fenced areas or screened-in areas, even ones that can go partly in and out of the window, so she can feel like she's outside but being protected from the dangers of being out there. And you're right. Once they start going out, it is very difficult for them to recognize that they can't anymore. But kudos right. to you to understand that, you know, it's one or the other for her. Maybe even a harness when you're outside. Have you tried that?
I have tried it, and unless I have 6 hours a day to cater to her, she will flip out of almost any harness I've found. I do have a dog kennel cage, a wire cage that I put out on the deck for her to be in, which is about 5 minutes, and she's happy before she starts crying because she sees chipmunks. Her favorite toy is chipmunks running around.
Yeah.
I just thought maybe there was some psychological trick that I could play on her that I haven't found yet.
I don't know if I would be able to give any other advice other than to try to find some way that she would be happy in that controlled situation. And maybe link it to food, you know, so she gets to go outside for a little while, and then when she comes back in, she gets fed. So there's that positive reinforcement so that she's not giving you a hard time every time she wants to physically go outside.
So make she can't. I can't reason with her. She's getting pretty fat now. She's getting fat from all the food treats of rewarding her for.
They train us. They do.
They do. Well, thank you.
You're
I know it's
welcome.
A hard,
good luck,
it's a hard
and it's great you provided her with a wonderful home.
Thanks, Pat. We appreciate the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop Pets and Vets today with Dr. Susan Ciculli and a veterinary technician, one of only 75 dental experts in this, Kimberly DeMars of Just Cats Veterinary Clinic. Let's go to line three, Aaron in Greenfield. Aaron, you're on.
Hello?
Aaron? Hello, Aaron? gone. All right, let's go over to Helen. We lost Helen. Let's try Helen again. Are you there, Helen? Hello?
I am.
You're here.
I am, and you're there.
More or less, yes.
I have a question on a cat, surprisingly enough.
Okay.
I have a three-year-old male cat that I recently adopted from the shelter. He's half Maine Coon. He's a love bug. When he was brought in for not using the litter box. They found out he had a UTI. He was treated for it. He's been doing great for 3 weeks, and last night, he decided to use the bed as a litter box. He was in a room that doesn't have a litter box, so I don't know if maybe it's a sign the UTI is back. I'm not sure what symptoms I should look for.
All right.
And the urinary tract infection was diagnosed with a urine sample brought to your veterinarian, or they got one?
It was diagnosed by the vet at the shelter, who then treated him for 18 days.
Okay.
With antibiotics.
Yeah. So I think your first step is to get another urinalysis done at your veterinarian to have that checked out because on that sense, there is some history here. So there are some behavioral types of things that you can help him with to reduce his stress level because he just entered this new home. So I think providing those extra litter boxes might be helpful in multiple places. Have you used Feel Away at all? Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I have some in the main area, and I just put a second one in the room where that happened. I put we had a litter box in there that ended up having to be moved, so I made room and moved the litter box back in there. So got that going on for him.
Diet.
I'm doing everything I can. Yeah, he's going to the vet tomorrow morning. I just wanted to double check that.
Okay.
Is there anything I can look for? I mean, it seems like he's drinking more.
Diet is also important with cats with urinary issues, especially if they're a nervous cat. They'll hold their urine, and it'll get more concentrated. So like a canned diet, a good quality canned food is better for cats with urinary issues because it's got the moisture content that their urinary tract needs to help dilute it out a little bit.
Well, thank you very much for the call. And, you know, I got to say, sometimes I watch Zach the engineer's expression, and whenever we have a caller on a speakerphone, Zach starts, the veins pop out in his temple. So I advise you, if you can, if you're not, you know, if you're driving, I get it, you have to be hands-free, but if you're not, let's go with non-speakerphone and make Zach the engineer happy. We're going to take a break. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. Pets and Vets on Vox Pop. We'll be right back.
Support for WMZ comes from the Discovery Center, presenting June programs featuring guided walks and exploration into the worlds of fireflies and spittlebugs, albanypinebush.org. Boyden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services, and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years, boydenandperrin.com. Saratoga Jewish Cultural Festival, presenting Golda's Balcony, The Tumultuous Life of Golda Meir, July 8th, 7 p.m. at Temple Sinai, Saratoga Springs, New York. SaratogaJewishCulturalFestival.org for details. The Department of Theater Arts at SUNY New Paltz, an undergraduate liberal arts theater program with concentrations in design, technology, theater studies, and performance, newpaltz.edu/theater. And the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls, presenting the works of Rockwell Kent, who traveled the world but lived and worked in the Adirondacks, through July 22nd, HydeCollection.org for details.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC Pets and Vets. Ray Graff here with Dr. Susan Sekouli and veterinary technician Kimberly DeMars of Just Cats Veterinary Clinic. And we'll get back to the phones in a minute, but let's take one that came in via email from Stephen in Pine Bush, who writes, "We recently acquired two male kittens that were left on our driveway. Is there an easy way to tell how old they are, and what ages should we have them vaccinated and neutered?" Well, you count the rings, right?
Right.
No? How do you do it?
Generally, kittens gain about a pound a month. You can also tell by looking at their teeth. Their baby teeth, when they start coming in, you can kind of start telling age that way. And they should have all of their baby teeth by 6 weeks. Their adult teeth start coming in. They should have all their adult teeth by 6 months. And
so once they hit 6 months, it's a little tough to peg the actual age.
Yeah, it can be a little harder, but it's still about a pound a month. And, you know, you can tell by their, they get like developmental grooves on their canine teeth that, you know, they get kind of when they're a little bit older. You can tell by their amount of calculus buildup on their teeth and such as well. So,
well, assuming Steven's not an expert on, you know, cat's teeth, is there a kind of a ballpark way, Dr. Sekouli, that you can tell a cat's age?
I think it's also their activity level and how much they're playing and interacting. So if they're somewhat quieter and a little more detached, I suppose, then they're probably pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they're not quite developed enough for the social. So usually about 3 months is what I typically see when they're really out of it. So that 8 to 12 weeks in that frame is when they're... So it sounds like that's about what he's describing.
Okay, and then his second part of his question, which is an important one, how do you judge when it's time for vaccinations and neutering?
So vaccinations, we like to start somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks
of age.
So he
bring
should
the kitty
probably,
cats in.
And get them. And then neutering, it depends on your veterinarian. We used to be much more into the younger, but I think that shift has been up to about 6 months of age.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551, the number. Jim and Matamoras. Jim, you're on.
Mother's Day, in the middle of the night, my cat came in. And he couldn't get his hind legs under him. I was thinking saddleback or iliac thrombus, but by the next day he seemed to be back to normal. And June 5th, the same thing seemed to happen. This time I gave him a little bit of toxaban, and he seemed to come back a little bit quicker. But then on the 20th of June, there was a reoccurrence again. This time his right hind leg seemed to be the worst. It extended through the right carpus also. He was able to swish his tail, and he was able to drag himself with the left forepaw. I tried giving him a little bit of the sublingual B complex, and he's retched after that. And later that afternoon, he died in my lap.
Oh.
Any thoughts?
Oh, so sorry to hear. How old was he?
Well, I don't really know. I think he was probably about 6.
Hmm. Wow. Oh, that could encompass many different diseases from what you were describing, sadly. And really, without doing much more of a workup, it is really hard to tell. I think cats are, what I love about working with them is they are amazing, even with what they handle and get thrown at them medically. So very hard to predict exactly, you know, any neurologic things from infectious to cardiovascular to cancer can all affect him, similar to what you're describing. So sorry.
Oh, sorry, Jim. Our number here is 800-348-2551. And Dr. Susan Ciculli is here, as well as Kimberly DeMars. And over to Shara in Woodstock. You're on.
Hello. Hi, I think I just took you off speakerphone. How are you? Thank you all.
Well done. Yeah, you were good. Thanks.
Okay. I just pulled over. There we go. Parked the car. I'm calling about, I take care of my mom's Persian cat periodically, and I can't help think when I take care of this cat that we have done something wrong breeding these cats. She's extremely flat-faced. And her nostrils are super tiny, and her mouth, she seems to have trouble even eating, and never mind cleaning herself. She's a horrible groom, you know, with self-grooming. And I read somewhere that Persians, you should bathe, which seemed odd for a cat. I was wondering if you could comment on any of that.
Somebody. Otherwise, I will.
The squish case faced cats, you know, and the longer hair, they just tend to have a hard time, you know, keeping up with all the fur that they have, and they do require more grooming. So they require help in combing, and we actually have a lot of cats that are, you know, squish faced cats with the longer hair that come in for body shaves, just so that the clients and the cat can better keep up on all the fur. Their short little faces kind of make it a little bit harder for them to clean their entire body surface, and the longer hair doesn't help. So they definitely do need help with that. As far as bathing them, it just depends on their skin and their the degree of the, you know, matting and dermatitis and such. Not all cats necessarily need baths. It actually can kind of dry out their skin and such, but they definitely need help in the grooming department.
Okay. So do you think that over-grooming has exacerbated this, or?
Overbreeding?
Overbreeding. I'm sorry, yeah.
I mean, yeah. There are concerns, yes. You know, we see it even on the dog side with some of the pugs,
right, right.
And, yes,
the
and bulldogs.
Phallic,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think it is important as a consumer that we make the right choices when purchasing some of these purebreds.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I tried really hard to talk my mother into rescue, and she was so sold on this cat.
I tell you, though, Persians
are... You have to wash its face because of the eyes. It's such a high-maintenance cat, but it's sweet.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. Persians have a wonderful temperament.
Well, Shara, thanks for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Pets and Vets today on Vox Pop. And Ellen in New Paltz. Ellen, you're on.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a 2-year-old cat named Cupcake. He throws up a lot, and I'm just wondering, I had a cat growing up who was an indoor-outdoor cat. My cat now is only indoors. If there's a reason for it, if it's normal.
I don't think any cat should throw up more than once a year. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
And I think if you do see a lot of it, I start with food changes. I think there's a lot to be said with the diets that are out there. You heard myself and Dr. Dallas talk about, you know, the more natural the foods, the better. So look to not so much the grain-free, but the pure protein diets. They are carnivores. And keep experimenting. Keep, write a food log for them.
Would you do, because what we do is we have some dry food out, but we always get like wet food twice a day. Would you just try one or the other?
Yes.
You know, instead of doing both at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. And we do go with canned food. That is still our recommendation and preference. And I see a lot of cats do much better when they're on the canned food only.
You know, Ellen,
so
we do.
Yeah, eliminate the dry.
In my house, eliminate we do very much the same thing. We'll give wet food twice a day, and then we'll leave a little dry out. And in my experience, the only time my cat has yacked, it was dry food. And we actually changed the dry food recently to a grain-free dry food, and we don't give very much, and it's been great.
Better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay, good to know. Would you recommend a specific brand? I mean, I know we do, like, the science.
I can't really do that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. You know what? Ask the pet store. Sometimes they have some good, if you have the right people on, they have some good knowledge of that.
All right, Ellen, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It's Pets and Vets today on Vox Pop. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Looks like Susan. Susan in Albany. Susan, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I have a Himalayan that walked into our driveway last September. It has a chip, but the woman refused to answer the chip company or my vet. Anyway, this Himalayan is about 10 years old, but she has my vet thinks that she has cancer. She's just had her second ultrasound. And she's very spry. You know, you wouldn't know except from her swollen abdomen that there's she drinks a lot of water. But my vet has been reluctant to give me any kind of a prognosis. And I would like one because I would, if possible, like to find her another home, as unlikely as that may sound. She beats up my other cats, so I have to have her in a separate room.
Okay.
She's very affectionate, but... you know, I just have too many.
All right.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what the vet thought in terms of a prognosis. My vet thinks it's a small intestinal cancer. The cat is on 2.5 milligrams of prednisolone every other day.
All right.
Okay. Wow. Sounds like your vet is doing a great job with some diagnostics that are very helpful for us to get a diagnosis. That said, there are some subtle things that may not show up until it reaches a level. And other than an exploratory surgery, you may not be able to tell that.
Right.
So I don't know if I would offer more advice other than, you know, it sounds like you're providing her with the best home. And as much as your two cats may not get along, it might be
there's
an okay
more than
thing.
Two of them.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, I'm at the point of, you know, I love her. I mean, I've spent a lot of money on her, but I just can't tolerate so many cats.
Yeah.
And whenever I take her out of her room, I have to keep her on my lap because I try to get the other cats, you know, out of the area, but if they're hiding and she finds them, she is just merciless.
Wow.
I mean, she attacks. This is not, you know, a little hissy fit. This is an all-out, full-body attack.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
You are a cat angel. You are.
I'm looking for another one. So if anybody's listening,
okay.
Want to keep her on.
Well, thank you, Susan.
Good luck, Susan.
We appreciate it. Over to Pam. Let's go to Pam in Poughkeepsie. You're on.
Hi.
So I have a cat who's a year, 16 months old, and was diagnosed as a kitten with gingivitis. I have a couple of Bartonella tests done.
Wow.
Looks negative. And it's just very inflamed gums around the upper teeth. I'm concerned that it's like autoimmune or something.
Well, gingivitis in cats can come from a variety of different things. Cats, compared to humans and dogs, tend to have a lot of, can get a lot of nastier bacteria. And sometimes their immune system can have trouble keeping up with that. Just like humans, you know, certain humans might have to go to the dentist more often than others. Cats are kind of the same way, but their bacteria load is a lot different. So there definitely could be underlying viral issues that are causing your kitty to have gingivitis. We would normally recommend getting them in for a dental cleaning at an early age to help reduce the bacteria load on the mouth and start a good at-home care regimen to help prevent, you know, issues from getting worse down the road.
So my veterinarian said the teeth are okay now and it's a little too soon to do a dental if we were to biopsy the gum tissue, because it looks like flaps of gum, that they would just say there's inflammation. So it wouldn't be great to put the cat through that for that. So you're saying, you know, home teeth cleaning and...
Yeah, I mean, you can start with some at-home care. Toothbrushing is the best option if it's possible. Although if they're painful, we don't recommend doing it until we get the pain under control. Otherwise,
he doesn't seem painful at all. He has no problem eating and or having me touch his mouth.
Okay.
I was just concerned that if it was something more like a different disease entity causing that inflammation, if there was recommendations for that, you know, like to boost the immune system or something.
Huh. All right.
Well, I mean... You know, it sounds like your vet is definitely on top of looking in the mouth and the recommendations. You can certainly ask them if they recommend any vitamin supplements or anything like that and see, you know, if they have anything that they recommend for, you know, immune boosting and
okay.
helping with that.
All right, Pam, good luck. Now, just to be clear, cats should not drink soda, right? Bad for the teeth?
Bad for the teeth.
Okay. Over to Victoria in Pittsfield. Victoria.
Hi. I have a cat, Lady, who's a tuxedo cat, and she's 12. I got her when she was 4 years old from the shelter, and she's a wonderful, wonderful cat, and we love her very much. And she has always been a little bit chubby, but I don't feed her a whole lot. I give her maybe between half a cup and a three quarters of a cup, but she's just got short legs, so she's kind of. But the problem with her is the fact that because she's so large, she can't really clean herself properly. And so I do kind of, you know, wash her bottom once a day, sometimes twice. And lately, she's gotten a problem when she goes into the litter box. She lets out a few drops of urine before or maybe even after, but nowhere else, only there where we keep it in the cellar. And I think she's okay. I think it's just from aging, but she has an appointment in July with a vet. And I thought, okay, I'm going to address that. It's coming up. But then I noticed she had a sore on her bottom, probably from me, you know, washing her, though I use soft, very soft things to wash her with. It was hurting her, so we bought a big thing, and we gave her a little bath in it yesterday and got some baby shampoo and washed her down. She came out nice and dry, blue dryer and stuff. She lets you do anything. She's really a nice cat.
Yeah.
But now I'm really worried about her. I don't know if maybe I should be doing something else or, you know, should tell the vet I need to see him sooner or what I could do, you know, while I'm waiting to go. What am I going to do to make her feel better?
Okay.
Is she your only kitty?
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. So I really, really, really commend you for taking great care of her. But I do think you're feeding her too much.
Yeah, you think that's too much, huh?
I do, yes. Yep.
Well, she gets terribly upset when I give her much less. I head down a little bit.
Yes. So does my cat.
So we know. We totally know.
They train you.
You can do this, though, really. You got our blessings with this. You can hold strong. And I suggest anytime she's bugging you, give her canned food. Because canned food, they really have a lot harder time gaining weight on canned food.
I can't put her on that. That's something they cautioned me at when I got her from the shelter, that they had given her that, and it kind of made her have diarrhea and all of that. And so I didn't use it, and then I decided I would try to use it, you know, after a few years, just for variety's sake, and she does have that problem. But when she's dry food, she's fine. Okay. She never gets sick from it. She never throws up. She, you know, drinks a lot of water. She doesn't have a problem with it. It's vibrant maturity, which is mostly, it's the first ingredient is chicken, you know.
Yes.
So it's not.
So I do recommend you probably go to your vet sooner, because it does sound like she might have a little bit of dermatitis and infection around that vulva region that may require some antibiotics, especially if she's spotting her urine.
So maybe call the vet soon.
Yeah, so you might want to
take
her in.
Yes, I will. I'll do that right now.
All right,
Victoria, thanks a lot.
Take care, Victoria.
We need to take a break with Susan Ciculli and Kimberly DeMars of Just Cats Veterinary Clinic. It's Pets and Vets, as you may have surmised. We'll be back.
Support for WMC comes from Nine Pin Cider, Albany. Hard cider made from local apples. Tasting room features New York cider, beer, wine, spirits. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Now available in Massachusetts and Connecticut. NinePinCider.com. Culligan Water of Lenox. Providing purified drinking water to the Berkshires and beyond for over 80 years. You could give your people Culligan Water. 413-499-1144 for information. The Lake George Association, investing now to help keep Lake George waters clean for future generations. LakeGeorgeAssociation.org. Assisted living at the Massery Residence at Daughters of Sarah, Albany, New York. Providing seniors help with activities of daily living, friends, family, community. 518-689-0453 for information and tours. And Quality Foreign Car Care, Ballston Spa, New York. Specializing in European car sales and service for over 30 years. QFCC.com.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here, Dr. Ciculli, and also veterinary tech Kimberly DeMars of Just Cats Veterinary Clinic, and a couple of emails here, and then back to the phones. This one's from Donna. Subject heading, my older male cat has thyroid carcinoma. I elected for non-surgery because he would have to go to Cornell. What are signs I should look for in getting toward the end?
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, very sad.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. Wow. That just involves all of the quality of life issues that we work with quite often at our practice, because we do deal with a lot of older cats. So it is the hiding, the not wanting to be socially around some other, you know, either people or the other cats. Sometimes the not eating may not be a factor, because if he's hyperthyroid, he might be really wanting to eat a lot. So that might be a tough one to read through. And
so
the weight loss.
Okay, that's it. Let's go this one from Larry. Cats and coyotes. My friend's cat occasionally gets out of her outdoor enclosure. So unlike the first caller, the cat doesn't complain. She just plays Houdini. And her owner was wondering what else she can do to protect her from coyotes and possibly raptors.
Oh, boy.
Did you see online? This was in that other show. They have something. Somebody just developed something. It's like a vest that you put on the cat.
Yeah.
I swear I saw it. And it, like, has spikes on it.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Serious. Right. I did.
Stegosaurus.
This was on another show?
Yes,
what, do you want another show?
No.
Two-timing?
On the Facebook.
Oh, you can say Facebook. Oh, okay. Sure you can.
It was
yeah.
on Facebook. Okay. It was awesome.
Really?
And I think that's what they should look into. I thought it was
a
so
spiky
cool.
vest
a
for your cats.
A spiky vest so it protects them.
Okay, now we've entered the surreal. Let's go back to the phones and Marianne and Niskayuna. Marianne.
Callers, you call in.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm cat sitting my daughter's cat right now, and what I would need to know is he is hiding under the bed. He does eat. Aww. He does use the litter box, but he's not being very sociable. How often should I, you know, I mean, I go in there and I sit to see if he wants any cuddling or anything like that. He let me pet him like once. But other than that, he's just not interested. And it could be because my two resident cats have taken exception to him being in the house.
Oh, yes. Sure.
So it sounds like he's a little bit stressed out. I would say, you know, as long as he's eating and, you know, using the litter box, kind of leaving him in his safe spot, which is under the bed, is okay. It's okay if he doesn't want to come out and cuddle because he's trying to stay safe for him. So I would say, you know, it's okay if he hangs out under the bed. He's happy there.
Will feel away help this?
It might be too, like, it might have helped like from the start, but it's probably too far.
Yeah.
Like gone at this point. But once he gets back to his normal routine, I think he'll be fine.
Well, how long will you be cat sitting?
She's moving, and they're going to be moving to Glenville tomorrow. So it's just another day. But when he's with mom, he's very, very affectionate.
Yeah, he's
and
just
I've
stressed.
Kind of missed that because I know he's a loving cat, but yeah. I wish I could get it myself.
Well, it's just like when they come to the vet, you know, they get all new people in different locations, and it just stresses them
yeah.
out. So
you're doing great.
It'll be
yeah.
all right. Thanks, Marianne. Let's go on over to Darry in Lennox, Mass. You're on.
Hi, thank you for this program. I adopted a stray who was coming to my van when I was camping for 10 weeks. And I had him for 6 years. He was very, very unhappy to be indoors. I don't have my own property. I was on a friend's property for a couple of years, and there were coyotes, so I didn't allow him out at night. I trained him to come in when I called him with little snacks. And because we're still bonded, so he doesn't stay out at night. For 6 years, he's been safe. I did a research some things. Now I'm in another safe living. There's a cat fence that looked really great. If you have your own property, it arches in at the top, so you could fence off a couple of acres, and then the cat can't get through it. The coyotes can't get under it, I think, if you bury it deep enough. That's one thing. I also researched something. I'm vaguely remembering there's some kind of fence that you can purchase that will deter coyotes if you put it at the perimeter of your property. In view of that lady's concern about ticks, I've had him out for 6 years. He's really healthy. He likes to eat grasses and stuff. I've put Frontline Plus on him, and it's fantastic. It kills anything that gets on him. So I've never had problems in the house with that. And regarding the crazy stuff about, you know, like spiky jackets, we all get so worried about our cats. We consider all kinds of nutty things. There was something online with a big eye on it, a jacket that has a big eye on it, so the raptor will not go near him. I don't know about
that's very interesting.
I am successful. Thank God. I'm praying a lot, but for 6 years to get him in at night.
Thank you,
and
Derek.
He's very, very happy. He was miserable, crying, meowing, going nuts inside.
Cool. Aww. Thank you for
thanks,
sharing Derek. That.
We appreciate the call. Over to Lori in Woodstock. Lori.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a 13-year-old female cat who a week and a day ago had two teeth extracted under anesthesia, of course, because she had been pawing at her mouth. And she's still obviously bothered. I know there are dissolving stitches that we're going to dissolve in a week, but she's sort of like it looks like she's sort of chewing at, trying to chew at something because her mouth is still bothering her. And I was wondering if this was a normal part of the healing process.
Well, it sounds like she might be a little uncomfortable still. I would definitely call the veterinary hospital that she had the surgery done and just let them know that you have a concern and you think that she might be in discomfort. They might be able to, guide you as to, if they want to recheck her sooner or, more pain medication or something to help her. Be more comfortable.
Yeah, she's got a heart murmur, and they checked her blood first before they put her under. But between the repeated stresses on her and the repeated stresses on my wallet, I wanted to see if I should be expecting her to still be in discomfort a week after it.
I would expect her to. Yes, you still see a little discomfort depending on, which teeth they were. Some teeth are definitely more difficult extraction than others. But I would definitely just give them a call and, see what they think is best for her.
All right, Lori, thank you for calling. And let's see, who's now been waiting longest? Looks like Lisa in Guilderland. Lisa.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I have two cats, and one of them is the devil, and the other one is the sweetest male tomcat known to man, and we got them as kittens from a shelter, and the girl cat, who is the black cat that's just really mean, she loves my husband, I'm tolerable, I think he's first, she's second, I might be fourth, and the other cat might be tenth in the pecking order of her life, but she's terrible and mean when people come over. It's hard to have a cat sitter. She has a reputation at the vet. I only boarded her once. I'm pretty sure the orange cat has PTSD. I think she beats him up. What can we do? I mean, we've had her since birth, so it can't be something that happened. We've had her since she's 3 months.
Yeah.
And we have Feel Away in two places in the house. She also, depending on where their litter box, will just choose to poop outside the box instead of in the box. I just don't even know. It's very bizarre. So I don't know. Can you make a cat nicer? Is this a lost cause?
It sounds like a lost cause.
Sounds like her personality.
She likes us, but if anyone comes over, she just thinks she has to guard the house, I think.
I was just going to say that. She sounds like she's trying to protect. So if you can give her own space that she can protect, and it's maybe a little a ways from where the company is, that then she'd be better off. I think she's just wanting her own space.
What kind of cat is it, Lisa?
They're just a black, short-haired cat. She's not any, I got her at the shelter when they were kittens. I think they think they're siblings. They're not. They were one was 2 months, one was 3 months, and we've had them the whole time. And, he is the nicest cat on the planet. He doesn't even know he has claws,
Yeah.
So.
No, I think you're doing, I agree. I don't know if you're going to change her temperament. I think it's adjusting, giving her space and making sure that's all hers.
Not much else you can do then.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lisa. Over to Lori in Mechanicville. Lori.
Oh, now it's me, of course.
Why? What's the matter?
Hello?
Are you upset that it's
Hi.
You? Okay.
Oh, no. I just, somebody just got to the door.
I hate that when that happens. I know. I apologize. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. So my very sweet 19-year-old female cat, who we've had for 18 and a half years, she's an amazing, perfect, terrific cat, except lately she piddles next to the litter box, and she's very private about using the litter box, but I happen to have seen her a couple of times, and what she's doing is she's getting her feet in the litter box, but not her back end.
Yep.
We have a 21-year-old house cat at Just Cats. She's a Siamese, and she's very arthritic, as she's 21, so not surprising. She does the same thing. She just can't quite always get it all in the litter box, so we actually put pee pads kind of in front of it that catch most of the excess problem.
Oh.
We just keep getting bigger and shallower litter boxes to accommodate it.
Maybe you get an in-ground.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
so
just keep looking.
The problem is that she's having trouble kind of just getting up over. It's about the lowest litter box I've ever seen, but you know, it's not one of these great big high ones for that reason.
We did an under-the-bed tote box.
Under-the-bed tote box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the under-the-bed little plastic containers?
Yeah, I don't think this is any higher than that.
Okay. Then maybe you need to cut the sides, you know, that you can even get in. Or try a different litter. Sometimes it's too,
abrasive.
You know, too much litter in there. If you're putting too much litter, they can't stand as well.
Interesting.
So try altering.
Oh, okay.
All right,
yeah,
Lori.
I could kind of see that her like struggling with her footing could
be. Yeah, it's like sand in the at the beach when it's a little too soft.
Okay, Lori, thank you so much. Let's go on over to Ian and Claverick. Ian, you're on.
Hi, I have two cats, a male and female, Jack and Jill.
Okay.
The Jack is 10 years old. Jill about 5. Jack is a tabby and a calico. One of these cats defecates all over the house, and I was wondering if there's something that can be done about that.
There is, but I'm not sure we can do it all on this radio show.
Okay, there is. What would be a good start?
Start would be check with your veterinarian, bring in the litter or the stool sample, because we're looking for either parasites or what the consistency of the stool is.
Okay, is the cat trying to tell Ian something?
Yes.
Interesting.
And make sure that you have one more litter box than you do cats, spread out in all different areas for them to choose.
Okay, we have two litter boxes in the basement right now. So you'd suggest another litter box?
Yeah, maybe one upstairs on the main floor. For some reason, it might be stressing them out down in the basement.
Okay, good.
All right, well, good luck. And let's go over to Marta in Cooperstown. Marta, you're on.
Greetings. I've raised two cats to about 20 years old each time. Using nutritional information I got from a book back in the 70s called The Natural Cat, and one of the things that she recommended was giving them a sliver of raw garlic every day, or a couple times a week at least. But now, friends of mine who have dogs say, oh, you shouldn't give dogs or cats alliums of any kind, onions, garlic, none of that. It's very, very bad for them. So I'm wondering, is that true for cats? I mean, like I said, two cats is not much of a sample, but I did get them to quite a healthy old age.
Well, what do you think?
I agree with the literature that we read that, yes, onions and garlic are supposed to be not recommended for cats, but I can't argue with what you're presenting, and perhaps on the small amount and it being raw that maybe there's an okay level.
What is the problem with garlic or onion?
Their ability to metabolize it.
Even Italian cats?
Italian cats, that's good.
No, the stool was normal, the breath that's was normal, they were healthy and good, but like I said, my current landlord doesn't allow cats, so it's academic at the moment. But.
Well, at least we know.
Well,
thank you for that. Thank you, Marta. Quickly over to Karen and Rhinebeck. Karen, you have about a minute here.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My mom has two strays that she adopted, and one of the cats has had crystals in his urine twice, so the vet put him on the CD food. And I'm wondering if that's the best solution. I mean, he hasn't had it since, but I'm wondering if that's the best solution and if it's okay for the other cat to eat as well.
Yes, the CD food is a good food. And if he... When you took him off of it, and that did he then get the crystals back?
You know, we haven't taken him off of it because he had two bouts of the crystals within a couple of months.
I see. Okay. And so the first time...
So he's been eating that food for a long time now.
Okay.
A couple of years.
All right. It is a good food. I think the food manufacturers do put a lot of research into their diets. I also like some of the over-the-counter foods, but I just shift for any of them to a canned diet. So I don't know if this is
right. He only gets canned.
Only canned
food.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, Karen, you'll have to be the last one today, but thank you very much. It's a shame we couldn't get to Ada and Oneonta, whose cat laid down on the computer keyboard. That is one that I want to hear about on the next show. So, Ada, please call back if you can. And thanks to Dr. Susan Ciculli and Kimberly DeMars of the Just Cats Veterinary Clinic today. Support comes from Whitney's Farm Market and Country Gardens, Cheshire, Massachusetts. Organic fertilizers, mulch, annuals, perennials, hanging baskets, vegetable starts, trees, shrubs, and more. Whitney'sFarm.com. George Heigel Antiques, Ballston Spa, New York, offering estate sale services, including management, appraisals, and evaluations for individuals, families, and businesses. 518-396-7974. The C.H. Evans Brewing Company at the Albany Pump Station, offering handcrafted beer, new lunch and dinner menu, announcing brewery tours every Saturday at 12 and 2 p.m., parking available, evansale.com. And Williams College Museum of Art, presenting the opening celebration of the exhibition Dance We Must, Treasures from Jacob's Pillow. Historical choreography comes to life in live reconstructions July 2nd at 5:30 p.m. wicma.williams.edu. Thanks again to Susan and Kimberly for being here today. Thank you for listening and for some terrific calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Your phones were answered by Colleen O'Connell. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, the Gardeners return for the first official show of summer. Right now, stand by for news.